mentioned earlier this morning where we're heading down to the Beis Medrash, the comment of the Beis HaLevi in the Sefer Al HaTorah, as he introduces his 20 or so pages of Ha'aras and Chanukah. It's the old minig of yeshivas that Bnei Yeshiva would spend time over the course of these days working on the Chanukah sugyas, and I would encourage you throughout the coming week plus to take that on as a goal, to try to see it, at least to see these three and a half, four blocks, beginning of Pemperikim and Medlikin, at least to see into Chazar Gemarashi. If you want to see more, if you want to take a peek in the Rush and Tosus and beyond, certainly plenty to see. And we, as I would encourage you to take that on as Yechidim, to find Chavrusas, and for that to be a goal, by the time we come back to Yeshiva after Hanukkah, to have been Kona these Dapin, that would be fantastic. And we, right now, are going to dive into one of the opening sugyas of Hanukkah that will bring together a number of the specific threads opening sugyas in the Chanukah Dapin. And the time we have now, I want to just ask a few kashas. Based on what you began to see in the Beis Medrash earlier this morning, just ask a few kashas. Number one is the sugyas of Chanukah begin on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. I'm sorry the way the copies came out. There's no Tzuras Hadaf. But as you see, the Perek Lamed Madlikin begins in Chaf Amud Beis. And for those who are davening Nusach HaShanah, I hope these are very familiar Mishnayos. The Mishnah opening topic, not the entire parak, but most of the parak, is about Hadlakas Neris Shabbos, the Mishnayos, or most of Hadlakas Neris Shabbos. And the opening issue that the Mishnah mentions, V'ameh Madlikin, V'amoyim Madlikin, is which sorts of oils and wicks are acceptable for Ner Chanukah, and which are not. And that has to do with the quality. You want to make sure the purpose of Ner Shabbos is to provide light. The basic idea of, now is not the time to focus on Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, but the basic idea of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, we sometimes misunderstand it like a ceremonial lighting the candles of Man Shabbos. Candles until Thomas Edison, this was more or less, till Thomas Edison, Neros of some sort, fire was the way you lit your house at night. So Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, the core of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, is setting the lights for Shabbos. So we do it with switches, making sure the lights in the bathroom are on, lights in the bedroom are off, and the hallway is on. Setting the lights in the house for Shabbos, that is the essence of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos. Back in the old days, the way you set the lights for Shabbos is you lit candles. Now we both light candles and also flick on the right switches. So that's sort of the opening topic in the Mishnayos of the second parak, is you want to make sure that you have the right psilos and the right shmanim, you have wicks and oils that provide grade A light. Very bright, very consistent, very reliable. And then the Gemara on the bottom of Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, an Amud in to the parak, at the bottom of Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, the Gemara begins to transition to Chanukah in the medium width lines. The very last, the meeting with lines, three lines from the bottom, the last two dots, Chafal Famanav, the Gemara begins to discuss the Psilim Ushmanim, Psilim Ushmanim, Shamar Chachamim, Eimad Likim Ben Mishabbos. You have wicks and oils. The ones that the Chachamim tell us in the Mishnah are unacceptable for Shabbos. How about for Ner Chanukah? The Mishnayos have a very high standard. You have to use grade A wicks and grade A oils for Ner Shabbos. How about for Chanukah? Do Chanukah, do you do or you don't? The Gemara divides it 3 days in the Tanoi, in the Amoraim rather, 3 days in the early Amoraim, because it divides into two separate issues. One question is, are they acceptable for Ner Chanukah on Friday night? The other question is, are they acceptable for Ner Chanukah the rest of the week? And the Gemara goes on to point out that there are two different issues at play, both of which we will come back to. One is, are you allowed to have hana from the light, or are you not allowed to have hana from the light? The Gemara says, if you're allowed to have hana from the light, so then on Friday night, this is gonna be governed by the same rules as a Ner Shabbos, if you're allowed to have hana from the light. If not, they're not. And then the Gemara says the other issue, and this is a during the week issue, is kavza zakukla, kavza ein zakukla. If you lit near Chanukah in a way that it ought to have lasted, but then it doesn't last, it goes out within the requisite time, which the Rif says is a half hour, do you have to relight it or not? Is it just a chovas maisa? You have to have done a hadlaka. Once you did your hadlaka, you're done. Even if it goes out, you're ready yotze. You had to do a hadlaka that would have lasted for a half hour. It happens to be someone opened the window, someone opened the door, there was a draft, it went out. Try. Or do you say no? Kavsa zakukla. If it goes out, you're zakuk. We saw the word zakuk in the context of Yibum. You're still connected. You say it's enough just to have done a maisa hadlaka? Or no? It actually has to like. Sounds like a chovas totsa. It actually has to light for the whole time, and if it doesn't light for the whole time, then you're not yotze. Okay? But that the Gemara explains, if you can use grade B wicks and oils where there's a chance, al pi rov it should last, but there's a chance that it'll flicker and go out. 10% chance, 15% chance, whatever it is. So then if you hold kavsa zakukla, then we're really worried. You can use grade B wicks and oils. Maybe it'll go out. You'll be mechuyev to light again. And some people are lazy. Or some people are distracted. Or some people are irresponsible. They'll end up not relighting. They won't be yotze. So if you say kavasa zakakla, if you say it's not enough to light it, but they have to make sure it stays lit, so then you have to use a grade A wicks and oils. But if not, kavasa ein zakakla, if it's enough to just do a maisa hadlaka, you can't use garbage, but grade B wicks and oils that usually last, good enough. So that's the opening discussion the Gemara has in terms of the Chanukah sukkahs. And that's a transition from the Ner Shabbos, where the opening discussion was about the Psilos and Shmanim, grade A versus grade B wicks and oils. So the Gemara introduces that in the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, top of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Do the dinim in the Mishnayos about Ner Shabbos, does that apply to Ner Chanukah or not? So that introduces, that relates Ner Chanukah to the context in the Bava Medlikim. It raises these two larger issues of whether mutzal l'shtamash l'or or not, and whether kavsa zakakla or not. Are you allowed to have hanah from the light or not? And is it sounds like a chovas maisa or chovas totsa, both which sound very fundamental. And this also, in addition to relaying Chanukah to our Mishnah and introducing two very large suggestive conceptual questions, this also then sets the stage for the Gemara to go on for the next 3.5 block. To discuss Ner Chanukah and Chanukah in general. There isn't any natural address for Chanukah in the Mishnayos. Zevin points out in an article that Chanukah definitely appears in the Mishnayos. I think he points that there are 6 different places in Mishnayos where Chanukah is mentioned. Ner Chanukah in particular is mentioned at the end of the 6th parak of Bava Kamma and parak HaKones. The fellow has Ner Chanukah outside. And then it starts a fire, who is responsible for the Nezek? And then Ner Chanukah also appears in Megillah in the context of Kriyas HaTorah. What's the Kriyas HaTorah for Chanukah? It appears in the Moed Katan in terms of Avelos, on Hesped and so forth on Chanukah. It appears in a total, I believe he says, of 6 different places. It appears in Bikurim as just a marker of a time of the year. But there isn't any major discussion anywhere in Mishnah, so the Amoraim of the Bavli saw Bamei Madlikin as the natural address to put the sugyas, most of the sugyas of Chanukah. An Amud in, at the Baban of Chaf Aleph from the Beis, the Gemara takes a step back and says, we've already been discussing some of the dinim, discussed the Asla Shtamash Or, Mutla Shtamash Or, Kavsa Zakav, Zain Zakav, we just mentioned. The Gemara goes down to the middle of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis to talk about what Rabbi Berman mentioned in the shiur earlier today, about the different levels of Neri Shubeso, Mahadrim, 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 Beshana, Bezillo. And then after that, the Gemara, then a little bit more about location, Al Pesach Beso, Al Hashulchan. And then we pick up the two dots at the end of the narrow lines. Chaf, Aleph, Amud Beis. The Gemara wants to know, my Chanukah. What is, now that we've been talking about Chanukah for the last Amud, let's take a step back and not lose the forest for the trees. What's the backstory of that? When just talking all about Ner Chanukah, what's it all about? And then afterwards, the Gemara is going to continue for another close to 3 blot to discuss near Chanukah and Chanukah in general. But the Gemara takes a break at this point. My Chanukah does take a look inside. Tanu Rabbanan, this is a quote from an ancient Braisa. You can tell it's ancient because of the style of the Aramaic. B'chafek b'kislev yoma de Chanukah t'benaya inun. And the 25th of Kislev, the days of Chanukah, they are eight. Shmonahim, very interesting sentence structure. Very old Aramaic with all the nuns here. It's not inhu, and it's not behu, it's inun and bahon. Delol misbeid bahon. It's the 8 days that begin with 25th of Kislev, days in which you don't say a hesped, days in which you don't fast. Interesting way to introduce Chanukah. We would not have said, oh, Chanukah is days when you don't say hesped and tainus. This brisa is from a part of a larger ancient brisa that dates back to the days of the Bayesheni called the Megillas Tanis. Those who learn Maseches Rosh Hashanah will remember learning about Megillas Tanis. Megillas Tanis was a record of the various Yamim Tovim that the Chachamim over the course of the Bayesheni period had instituted when there were various successes, victories, repairs, restorations of the Beis HaMikdash or of the Avodah's Beis HaMikdash. They took control of the Beis HaMikdash back from the Tzedukim and then reinstated the right day for this Yantar, the right day of doing that Avodah. The day when they were zochet to a certain Yeshua in the Beis HaMikdash, various Yeshuas, Beis HaMikdash related, over the course of the Bayesheni period, so the Chachamim throughout the centuries of the Bayesheni instituted various Yamim Tovim to commemorate different repairs, restorations, or improvements to the Beis HaMikdash or to the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. So, it's written as a calendar. It goes in calendrical order from Nisan to Iyar to Sivan all the way through. So you get up to Kislev. So this is one of the entries. And every time it mentions a Yontif, it will grade it. You know, how much of Yontif is it? Is there an Isser? How much Simcha is there? Are you allowed to say Hesped or not? Are you allowed to fast or not? So Chanukah is a high-level Yontif, both in Isser Hesped and in Isser Tainus. And then, as is its wont, the Megillas Tainus goes on to give the story of that Yomtov. Nishlus Yivam Lehechal Timokal Shmona Shebehechal. Yom come into the Hechal Matamir or the Shemin. This is where we know that story from. The Rambam quotes it at the beginning of the Paragim of the Chanukah. Gavra Bach Machlus Beis Chashmonoim Tzachum. The Chashmonoim, when the Chashmonoim were victorious, they entered Beis HaMikdash. But Kol Matzo Pachechal Shal Shemin. They only find the one uncontaminated flask of oil. Munach bechosama shal kain gadol, only 1 day's worth. Nasa bonei sedliku menu shmona yamim. That is the end of the core story. I don't want to focus right now on what's missing from the history, but you may have noticed there is something missing from the historical telling, the Muhammad, exactly. And there's another place, as an aside, where Chazal tells us a story of Chanukah. The other major text of the Torah Shebaal Peh that tells the story of Chanukah is in Al HaNisim. And intriguingly, there it's the exact reverse. There, it's all about the Nes HaMelchama. Rabbi Yad Miatim and so on and so forth. And the Hadlakas HaMenorah is mentioned there just as an afterthought and not as anything miraculous. After, they won. They came to the Mishnah, they lit the menorah. Doesn't sound like it was an ace, just that's what they did. Here, it just sort of mentions, you know, as a forethought, well, Kisha Gavra doesn't mention that was miraculous, it's when they won. It's intriguing that you have two half stories. Something to think about some other time. But for now, I want to focus not on what's missing in terms of the history of Chanukah from this Braisa, what's missing in terms of the halachos. What does the Braisa say? Shana Acheres, in a different year, some translate as the very next year, Kivaum v'asaum yamim tovim v'halel v'hoda. They were koveya these days of yamim tovim of halel and hoda. So Rashi says, what do you mean? Asaum, Rashi says, ha'chi garsinan, asaum yamim tovim v'halel v'hoda, lo shasur b'malacha. They're not asur b'malacha. What's Rashi trying to, the first thing Rashi is trying to tell me is that normally yom tov, as you see in the sugya in the Gila, Yom Tov usually means a day that's Asur B'Malacha. Yom Tov usually is a day that's Asur B'Malacha. So Rashi is explaining here to Yom Tov B'Halal V'Hoda. It's not a Yom Tov in the normal sense. There's no Isur B'Malacha on Chanukah. It's Yom Tov with respect to a Yom Tov which is marked by specifically Halal and Hoda. No Isur B'Malacha, but it does have the following practices. You say Halal and Praise and thanksgiving. So what are praise and thanksgiving? So I would have thought it's with a lowercase hey, days of praise and thanksgiving. But Rashi understands, and we'll see maybe other Rishonim understand somewhat like this, that it's not, you wouldn't just mean the days should be full of saying, singing Takadosh Baruch Hu, saying thank you Takadosh Baruch Hu, but Hallel and Hodah with capital A. He's referred to specific mitzvahs drabanim. What's Hallel and what's Hodah? What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? I better say, everyone saw Rashi. Ella likros Hallel velomar al hanisim behodah. He says, there's no isim malacha, but Hallel means saying Hallel, Hallel Shalom. There's a real chiyav Hallel. Whenever there's a chiyav Hallel, we say Hallel Shalom. When there's no chiyav Hallel, just mitaminig, like the end of Pesach, or maybe, or Rosh Chodesh, we say chatzi Hallel. So Chanukah say full Hallel, it's a real chiyav Hallel, midrabanan, presumably. Velomar al hanisim behodah, and to say hodah is the official name of the bracha of Modim. So Chanukah you mark with Hallel and Modim. Every single day of the year we say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al chayenu, nishmaseinu, so on. So all the nisim that fill our lives. And Chanukah we add, and specifically the nisim of once upon a time. So we enhance the thank you. We say al nisim. Nothing strike you as a little strange about this. Habakkuk's names. Right? If I have asked you, what are the mitzvahs of Chanukah? I have the mitzvahs of Chanukah. So, okay, leave aside all the jokes about the dreidel and lakas v'chula v'chula. The Lamaisa actually asked you, what are all the dinim of Chanukah? So you would have told me first and foremost, you wouldn't have told me, oh, the din of Chanukah is you have to say Hallel. Din of Chanukah is that you say Al Nisim, that you don't fast, you don't say Espedim, therefore we also don't say Tachon. Those are the Iker dinim of Hallel, of Chanukah. Near Chanukah. Again, you look at this, and the irony is, not only in Shulchan Aruch is the majority of Hilchas Chanukah about near Chanukah. You also have Simanim at the end about saying Hallel and Al Nisan, but the bulk of Hilchas Chanukah in Shulchan Aruch is near Chanukah. The bulk of Hilchas Chanukah in these sugyas is near Chanukah. We just had a whole Amud of Handli about near Chanukah. We have another Bulat plus of Hamlin. At the end, we'll get to Alan Hasin. And the Gemara asks, in my Chanukah, what's the backstory of what we're talking about? And this Brisa, ironically, does not mention near Chanukah. Really? It's a Yantav of Hallel and Alan Hasin? Bizarre. Yeah, what do you say?
Maybe Chanukah wasn't part of the original.
Oh, okay. Good. Very good. So maybe Chanukah came later. This is Brisa goes back to those days. Fantastic. Perhaps. And perhaps you took a peek in the Mishnah's Yavas. Or not. Or Mechava. That's amazing. We should call you Bitzal Wiener. Because you're Mechava to Bitzal Zolt. Very good. We'll have to figure out. So Zev is suggesting, well, this Brisa goes back to the days of Bayesheni. It's talking about Lashon Acher as the original Kviyas of Yontif. Maybe they weren't Misakin Ner Chanukah until a later point of time. So it's fascinating. Of course, you have to wonder, well, why? Right? Why wasn't it there to begin with? Another Kasha, is we mentioned before that there are two opening issues. Conceptual issues the Gemara raises at the very beginning of the Sukkot of Chanukah. One is Kavsa Zakakla, Kavsa Ein Zakakla, and the other one is Asa L'Hishtamish L'Ora, Mutra L'Hishtamish L'Ora. Right? If it goes out, you have to relight, and are you allowed to use the light? You have a source of a light source, you're allowed to use it. Normally you have a light source, you use it. Are you allowed to use the light of the Ner Chanukah for your own personal purposes or not? So each of those is really curious. If I asked you, is Chanukah a chiv just to light the light, and if it lasts or not is irrelevant, or is it you mechiv to make sure it actually is lit for the full half hour, wherever the zman is? What would you have guessed? What question, if I asked you that question, you ought to respond to me as a good lamdan with a different question, which is, well, that should be totally in. Right, what's the purpose of Ner Chanukah? Pursue Meinisa. So which one do you need for Pursue Meinisa? That you did a Maisa Hadlaka or that it actually is lit? Actually lit, right? Pursue Meinisa is all about that other people are going to see it. So it's very nice you did a Hadlaka, but if no one gets to see it because it goes out, isn't it? It should be utterly obvious that Kavsa Zakakla, that if it goes out, you got to relight it. The point is not you did a Maisa Hadlaka, the point is that it stays lit. And yet, you look at the top of Chav, not only was it Machlokes, but the Kavsa Zakakla ain't Zakakla. I would have thought Davar Pashat Zakakla, Davar Pashat has to stay lit. But not only is it there Amarom who say ain't Zakakla, if you look at the sixth line, you'll see the little letter Beis of the Mishman and Mitzvah is on Kavsa ain't Zakakla. I would not have thought that anyone could have entertained the possibility that had a Maisa Hadlaka is good enough, and yet, not only is there such a possibility, that's how we passed it. That's strange. So one strange thing is Ner Hanukkah is missing from Ma'ariv Hanukkah. Number two, that Kavsa Zakakla, there's such a sheet, and we passed it that way. It's just about the Maisa Hadlaka, but pursuing Isa ought to drive a Takana, it's not about the Maisa, but about the Matzav, about the state of it being lit. And then, problem number three, we'll lay out briefly in the minutes that remain, and Mircham, as promised, I want to today lay out a couple of kashas, and tomorrow we'll begin to explore and answer and see where this takes us, in Lamdus, in Halacha, in Hashkafa, and in history. The other opening issue, Aser Lehishtamash L'Or versus Mutter Lehishtamash L'Or. Are you allowed to use a Ner Hanukkah or not? And we know how we paskin. Ein lo rishus lehishtamesh b'hem, elder osim b'vad. The first thing you say after the Hadlaka, we point out that we paskin, asr lehishtamesh l'ora, as you see from little letter gimel here. Asr lehishtamesh l'ora. But it's a machlokas. The Rishonim point that, one of the things that's strange about that, if you turn the page to look across from Chaf Aleph on the Beis to Chaf Beis on the Aleph, the Gemara seems to reopen the issue as though we never heard of it before. A Chavez and Manalot, the Gemara has a discussion that Osir, one that some of the Amoraim said, Osir Lahartzis Mos Kenegin Ner Chanukah. You're not allowed to count money by the Ner Chanukah, which sounds like Osir Lehishtamash L'Ora. And the Gemara says, Shmuel said, what? Who ever heard of such a thing? That's absurd. There's no Kedusha to the Ner Chanukah. Back and forth and back and forth. But the Gemara seems to understand there, Davar Pashat, that you cannot use the Ner, the light of the Ner. On Chav Beis Amud Aleph, it was like a passing, Shmuel was surprised, the Gemara not set away. Meanwhile, on Chav Aleph Beis, it seems like it's a open machlokas. Yei shomer asr lehishtamesh l'ora, yei shomer mutar lehishtamesh l'ora. We're comfortable with either shita. We're not rejecting either one as being absurd or, you know, beyond the bounds. Neither one is boxed out of the discussion. So it's strange, but Chalal, the Gemara should raise the same exact issue, two amudim in a row, and not as though they're two separate sugyas with no reference to one another. And the reaction is different. On Daf Chav Aleph, if we're willing to entertain two shitas, Yesh Omer Mutter, Yesh Omer Aser. On Chav Beis Omer Aleph, absolutely Aser. Shmuel says, no, Shmuel is pushed back in. Davar Pashat is Aser. What is going on? Is it Pashat Aser L'shtamash L'ora, or is it open Machlokas? We happen to Paskin Aser. What's Pshat? So we're bothered by the mystery of the missing menorah. Ner Chanukah does not appear in the original Brisa. Number two, you would have expected that Pursum and Issa would generate a Chovas Totsah, but not only is there a Shita that Kavse and Zakah, but we actually Paskin that way. Number three, whether or not you're allowed to use the Ner Chanukah seems to be two different sugyas that are not talking to each other. Chavdav Chaval, but it's open Machlokas with a Psak Halacha at the end. Dav Chav Beis is a Davar Pashat. Of course, you can't use the Ner. So those two sugyas that aren't speaking to each other need some sort of resolution. And then finally, number four was the Shita of the She'iltos, the Rosh Kos, the She'iltos from the Gaonim. We'll talk about this more tomorrow. He talks about using the oil, leftover oil, after Hanukkah is over, and he has a shocking Shita that some people enjoy fulfilling his Shita. If you're looking for an opportunity to make a bonfire L'shem Mitzvah, so the She'iltos tells you not only in the days that lead up to Pesach, they're holy fires, but you're mechuyev to destroy all the oil, but that seems to run counter to the usual rules of Tashmishei mitzvah achar zman mitzvah. A lot of kashas, which hopefully will come together starting tomorrow.
That could be a good title for a story.
The
mystery of the missing menorah.
Ah.
Maybe that can answer the basis.